Hey guys, it's Brandon Tyson recording this, and I'm checking out a browser that I... Oops, don't drop the microphone. I'm checking out a browser that, that Finn made. Well, how do you say that? How do you say that?
Which? The browser name?
Yes.
Their browser.
Their browser, okay. I like that name. You should keep it.
Yeah, it was originally called Tab, a totally abbreviated browser, but that was a code name.
Okay. So like, I'm gonna... What?
By the way, if you want to go see the About dialog, you click on the hub, Shift-Tab to the button that just says Menu button submenu.
Yep, so I'm gonna... You guys, just to show you what this looks like, I'm gonna reload this. Click this. So it says.
Crap. You're handling your microphone like a bitch. Please stop that.
Hey, I'm sorry. It was about to fall off the desk again, and I don't think we want my microphone to drop again, do we?
No.
No, exactly. So I'm sitting on Google.
Google search button, but I'm feeling lucky. Link search, link language tools, link advertising programs.
This looks familiar.
Use free mailbox, link language tools, link advertising programs, link business solutions, link plus Google, link about Google. Copyright 2016, link privacy, link terms.
So, yep.
Use free mailbox.
All that works. If I Alt D.
Enter website name, combo box collapse, status, auto complete, Alt plus D, selected HTTP, /, www.google.com/.
I'm gonna tab.
Home button, HTTP, /, www.google.com, hard coded, Alt plus H.
So, are you gonna eventually change that so it doesn't say hard coded?
I'll eventually build a preferences window where you can change the home page. You can set it so that the hub is always displayed, so you can change the alert text, etc., etc.
Oh yeah, hitting that home button does nothing.
Oh, that's enter.
You can't press spacebar?
It's a disguised link. It's basic. It's a. That's an old piece of code. I'm gonna have to update that.
So all these things activate with enter, not space.
No, just the home button activates with enter. Or Alt.
Weird, because I hit space on hub.
Yeah, and then you shift tab.
And again.
If you push that button submenu.
Menu. Go left 13.5. JavaScript console C2.5. Above third browser E3.5. Send third browser feedback. Broken F4.5.
Broken.
Go to about third browser, because I like the design of that dialogue.
With Q5.5. No, that's 13 of JavaScript is about third browser, E3.5. About third browser, dialogue, third browser, the fastest state-based browser to date across platform, and friendly fast browser based on the drive and tested Firefox core. Third browser is open source software, released under the terms of the new general public license, version 2. User interface written in Shell, user interface by code language. Third browser version 2.0, built on Firefox 2016, 43.39, UTC, plus 12, quad, and CSC, 2016, updated with number 0. About third browser, dialogue, third browser, the fastest state-based browser.
Oh my god!
And you can tab through the text elements.
Across platform, and friendly fast browser based on the drive and tested Firefox core.
Oh my god, that is so cool.
Third browser is open source software, released under the terms of the new general public license, version 2. User interface written in Shell, user interface by code language. Third browser version 2.0, built on Firefox 2016, 43.39, UTC, plus 12, quad, and CSC, 2016, updated with number 0. Code button.
Dude.
Third browser,
just hit
code button. Third browser 2.0, enter website name, combo box collapse, enter auto complete,
so why is that button not labeled? Shouldn't it say, like, menu?
Yeah, I'll fix it. Okay. Again, this is an amalgam, okay, of stuff I've done recently and stuff I've done ages ago, so.
Oh, okay. So, let me try something really complex. Here we go. Now, guys, look at what happens when you load the page. Says that. Now, let's sign in. Okay. Let me sign in. It doesn't ask to remember password.
It's automatic.
How do you delete your stored passwords?
You go to see user's username, app data, roaming, third browser.
Is anything stored in the registry at all?
No.
Oh, cool. Okay. Let me find the thing I'm looking for here.
Nope. Hold on.
Open in slides.
Yes.
That broke.
Yeah, that's a break.
Why did that happen?
Because it can't handle pop-ups.
Oh, okay.
Possibly relaunch it.
Okay. So you can't, like...
Oh, it's doing this. Okay, you've got to kill it from Task Manager in your Processes tab. I apologize. This is basic shit, and I need to get on this.
I'm going to definitely try and use it as a primary browser, though. I do think it is at a point where you could do basic browsing with it. Definitely. Stupid Task Manager. I hate this Task Manager. Task. Alright.
Oh, you may want to look for XUL Runner, by the way, also in your Task Manager.
XUL Runner? Does that close when you exit the browser?
It should, but I'm not sure whether it does in that weird breaky case.
Nothing in background processes or anything. I'm hitting X.
Okay, cool. It's closed. You can launch it.
Here we go, people. Okay.
That is going to be the fastest browser launch I've ever seen.
I know. I love how fast it... How'd you get it to load pages faster than Firefox?
Because it doesn't have any cruft.
Any what? Any what?
Like, it's got no bullshit attached.
Okay, let's try this. Let's go to... /lists.php. Okay. Frame?
Yes. That breaks. If you press MVDA B...
So what do I do?
you wait. Because I'm working on fixing that problem.
Oh, okay. How do I get out of it? Can I do
Alt F4?
Does that totally close the browser?
No, that's a subframe. Alt F4 will close that window.
Interesting. Okay, so you can't do downloads yet?
Not yet. I see where it's gone wrong. I just need to look up some stuff for defining DTDs and stuff, and then I can get on that. Also, it has a full-featured JavaScript debugger, so if you go to the hub menu, you know, the menu button sub-menu, I'm going to fix it so it automatically focuses on the hub toolbar when you click on the hub button.
Yeah. Understand.
Oh, go. If you close the browser, by the way, and you go to the Chrome folder, you can look at the code, look at how I coded it. It's interesting, actually.
Was it pretty easy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to the Chrome folder and read backend.js.
In
the content folder, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, read that in your favorite text editor.
Open with
Microsoft.
from other projects. Sumi, slash, slash, web progress wizard, limitations of other activity in the browser. Function, web progress wizard, web progress wizard, .pro, people, web request.
Oh, dude. That code. Like. Ugh. It's like doing the weird line feed thing.
Oh, open it in, do you have Notepad++?
No, but I have WordPad.
That works.
Or Jart.
Oh, Jart works. Yeah, you can just open it in Jart.
I think I have Jart, do I? I don't know what I have. So does this need like Java installed?
No, this is JavaScript.
This whole program?
Yep, this whole program is written in JavaScript.
Whoa. But how are you using the... What part of this determines, like...
Some stuff that... That's helpwindow.xul files, which are also informative reading.
Okay, so you coded all this?
Yep.
Wow, dude, that's awesome. Holy crap. I recognize that document.getElementById.
Remember, this is JavaScript, literally like what you do in HTML.
Where does screen reader alert come from? Is that a variable or
that's what? that's your alert loading page.
Right, but where does that screen reader alert come from?
If you look in the XUL file, new window.xul, you'll see a thing called screen reader alert.
Oh, okay. If take last WPL space start clip race. This other quest started plus. Right race, take last WPL space start clip race. This other quest finished plus. Right race. If this other quest started beta one, clip race. Far value evils, 100 stars, other quest finished, slash this other quest started. Progress dot attribute, most determined. Progress dot attribute, value, right race, right race. Land. If take last WPL space network, clip race. So I want to look at. Where do I go for the home page?
New window.xul. New window.xul.
What? How'd you get that URL?
It's an internal reference to Firefox. Thing. It's a Mozilla thing, ignore it.
So if you didn't do that, would that...
No, that's template text. Every XUL file has to have that.
How do you know which one to use?
Because every XUL file has the same text to define the XML namespace.
Right, but how did you know when you were coding this, okay, to base this off of Firefox?
Because XUL seemed the easiest language to do this in, so I looked up stuff on, MDN, Mozilla Developer Network.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Mozilla uses XUL?
Every Mozilla application is coded in XUL.
Okay.
Complex, trust me.
messages logged to the console accessed equals C. Uncommon people's document docket of show console slash creator. Less than new accessed equals C label equals the third browser. Uncommon people's document docket element by is hub docket equals true. Window dot open chrome slash 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 content slash open window dot shell dot file. Chrome with equals 600 I equals 300 slash creator. Less than new accessed equals F label equals send third browser feedback. Open uncommon people's document docket element by is hub docket equals true. Window dot open http slash slash www.saver.net/feedback/app/app/feedback. Internal dot shell feedback UI chrome with equals 600 I equals 300 slash creator. Less than new label equals quiz accessed equals Q. Uncommon people's window dot close slash creator. Less slash maneuver creator. Less slash button creator. Less slash over creator. Less slash box creator. Less piece of creator. Let's be on common people's low tables and low key modifiers equals axle. P equals R slash creator. Let's be on common people's back tables back page key modifiers equals alt. P equals slash creator. Let's be on common people's forward tables forward with P equals slash creator. Blank, blank. Let's be on common people's stop. Tables cancel page key. Blank, blank. Let's be on common people's modifier. Let's slash piece of creator. Let's box creator. Let's text by text. Equals C5 equals auto complete value. Equals HTTP slash slash. Link equals enter website name.
Oh, whoa.
Place folder equals type URL file. Location. Place equals one. Option equals go slash creator. Let's HTML code access equals HR equals window dot shell. Type equals HTTP slash slash www.google.com. Barcode is roll equals button creator.
Oh.
Type equals HTTP slash slash www.google.com. Barcode is roll equals button creator.
Yeah, no, 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 you don't change it there, you change it in the JavaScript file.
Oh, oh, oh.
Content window, items new list, new window, dot shell 404.
So...
Context menu, Microsoft registered Windows based crypto 10.
Just search...
Notepad.
What?
Open a notepad, search for google.com, and then just change the URL in the quotes.
Backend.js notepad, end of the line, slash, slash, data, find dialogue, find one, end of the line,
oh, neat.
No.
Just change that to whatever you want.
Look there. Code page. TTT. Colon. Slash slash www.goote.com. Slash. Code. Slash M-O-T-I-E-L.
Can I use about links?
G-O-O-T.
There are no about links.
Slash. Slash. Colon. TTT.
Yeah, there are, like about colon blank.
Oh, about colon blank is implemented, but that's it.
Is that just a standard thing, or did you implement that?
Like the shell runtime has some basic things, and that is one of them.
Okay. Cool. Now I just made it start even faster. Let's see. Here we go. Wait, why?
Or not.
I thought I did that right.
Evidently not.
What else do I need to do?
I don't know, I'll play with it. Also, if you want to change what it identifies itself as, open application.ini.
Hold on, wait. I could just change all the Google things. So do you think, there. Now it'll start faster. Yeah! Oh my god, it's so clean.
It's literally got one box, two buttons. That's it, visually. Nothing else.
Wow. So by the end, is it going to be able to do pop-ups and stuff like that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow. So I could go into that Google presentation at the end and it would work with NVDA just like Firefox?
Well, if you go to docs.google.com, because that opens your...
Okay, but what if I want to view a document or something or edit a document with that? Can I not do that yet?
Go to docs.google.com, right?
Okay.
No, I mean, like, now. Go do
it. Okay, do it.
docs.google.com.
Okay.
Put in your email address and, like, sign in to your thingy.
I don't have it saved in my docs, though, is the thing.
Oh, well, you suck.
I think another cool thing would be if you can have it show the page title in the title bar.
I don't know how to modify the title bar programmatically, or I would.
Whoa! Wait, was that the alert thing that made it read that progress bar?
No, the progress bar is just a progress bar.
My NVDA progress bar. Oh. Never mind. Oh, wait, Oh my god. Let me try and open this. Will that work? Oh my god! It worked! Yes! Okay. I know what I can do. Slides.google.com. Dang, dude. Oh my god. Oh, that is so cool. Dude, it's way more responsive than Firefox. Holy crap. Look, look. See?
Boom.
Oh my god. So is there any way to do a download in this thing right now?
Not at all, unfortunately.
Okay.
You can play things, though. Like, if you go to ivr.ddns.net:8000, and then you choose to play a stream, it works just fine.
Okay, let's see. ivr.ddns.net:8000. Enter.
Mm-hmm. And it's done already.
Is there a way to make it say, like, alert done or something?
I'll just have it focus on the page when it's done.
Actually, what you could do is in the title, in that alert thing, when it's done loading, that's where you could have it say the page title, couldn't you?
Yeah, finished loading IVR stream selection.
Oh, that'd be perfect. This reminds me of those, like, old web browsers from the 90s, except a lot faster, and they support way more things. Because you know how they always used to tell you, like, loading and stuff?
This is a full browser. This is a full ACID. I've done an ACID 3 test on this thing. It supports fully everything.
Can I do YouTube?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm doing YouTube.
And it's so much faster.
Really? Yep. Okay, let's do it. I don't know what video I want to look up, though. I don't know what to look up. I didn't plan this.
All Windows startup sounds, YouTube.
Okay, fair enough. Because I like that video. There's a sound in there, like... Oh. There. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, my God, dude, look! Wow. Holy crap. Oh my god! Come on, get past these, you stupid thing. And visually, could I see, like, the video if I had vision?
Yep.
Wow. And you had to code all this?
Yep.
Holy crap, dude. Wow.
I think it's the smallest browser using a full-featured engine. It's only 29 MB.
Woo!
I think it only uses about 30 MB RAM max.
How's the CPU usage?
1%.
Jeez! Dude! Holy Holy crap.
Let's put it this way. This works beautifully on an XP machine with a gig of RAM.
Oh, I was going to ask you about XP.
Yeah, test it. It works perfectly.
Yeah, Sam gave me an XP computer. He downgraded one for me.
Okay, you want to test it on there?
I don't have it with me right now. It's upstairs.
Go get it.
There's a sound in here that I like.
Windows NT 4.0.
Not that one. I mean, that one's okay, but there's one I really like. I'll point them out.
Windows NT 4.0 shutdown.
I think it's next. Nope.
Windows NT 4.0 again.
Another Windows NT something. It's coming up. It's really close. What it actually is Windows NT 5.0. Here, I'll point it out.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
This!
Beta build, Whistler.
That's not Whistler, is it? That's like 2000.
Yeah. No, that's a Whistler beta build.
Why is it build 5.0?
Because it was, for ages.
2000 was 5.0. And then XP
yeah,
was
so 5.0. Yeah, so were early Whistler builds, dude.
Oh. Well, then after this, it actually says Whistler, because next you'll have 98. Or, what is that? 98 test build is, I think, what that is.
98 did not shut down like that.
These builds did. These were early betas, I think.
Most 98 builds would.
No, but my brother read some of these to me on the screen, unless the text is wrong.
It probably is. Come on. Here we go.
This shutdown sounds weird. It's lower.
I'm familiar with that one.
Then here's what it should be.
I had a machine that did that.
This is a higher quality version of that sound. I don't know what that is. 2000 beta, maybe?
Possibly.
Have you heard the early 2000 beta sounds? Like... Oh, whoa! I don't know what that was.
Oh, that's cool! They should have kept those around.
That's more normal. Then when we get into actual where it says Whistler, those are cool.
I like the longhorn noises, the early longhorn.
Those were in build 5048, and only build 5048. Apparently, because build 4074 still has XP sounds.
I like the one with the... I'll point it out. Also Millennium.
What?
Mistake edition.
Come on.
Yeah, we are aware of your existence, Mistake Edition.
Oh, excuse me.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is. I like this.
I'm stealing those for some sort of mobile project.
Yeah, I took my favorite one out once. From farther back. Okay. We're getting close. Hurry up, you dang thing.
Take it off the plate, take it off the plate, take it off the plate, take it off the plate.
Holy shoot. this time, unless it's a false notification, which it could be.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it does that. Okay, come on. Really? No! I'm about ready
to... There are far too many built with that noise.
I'm about ready to kill this video.
It'll be done in a few builds, I think.
Yeah, probably will be. It's just... I don't want to make this recording about, like, just listening to the same sounds. You know? Yeah, too many builds. This says, like, Odyssey or Whistler, I think, when my brother read it. Shut down.
Wow, that was encoded in WMA.
I love that sound.
Probably Neptune, actually.
Then is the Neptune VM on Europod inaccurate, then?
Yeah, it is. I think it might be an older build or something.
It's build 5111. That was the only one that they said leaked.
Too many builds for this noise, too.
Exactly. We know that. That's what my computer upstairs does.
And that.
Not to mention, this is going through all the additions, too.
Oh, of course it is, because they just sound totally different, right?
Exactly. I love the XP sounds.
Hey, Xander's still got an XP machine. He's got two of them.
Cool. Well, I have one now, too, thanks to Sam. I love that computer. Where it's situated, it works really nice for when I get up and I just want to check my email quick or something. I'll go over there, or I'll use it if I want to use a program that uses, like, PC speaker or something.
Yeah, my computer does not have a PC speaker.
Yeah, because it's XP, it can imitate it through the sound card.
Yeah, this is a Mac, and it doesn't do that.
Yeah. Come on, get to Longhorn 5048. Which actually...
Too many builds, y'all.
Too many additions. There were like 6 editions of XP.
6 editions, 3 server packs, that's about 18 versions of XP. Fucking fuck.
Yay, 5048.
There he is. Hello.
Yeah.
Favorite startup sound.
I should get build 5048 running on something.
That'd be awesome.
That's the only build I hear that has these.
Didn't they have Sam in 5048 still, though?
Given that that was after reset, probably not. Although I don't actually know. They didn't have...
I'd love to see a pre-reset build. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I played with build 4074 when I was in Minnesota.
Oh, God.
Sam got a laptop just for that purpose, and we installed it, and it ran. And we had sound, and it used Sam. It felt a lot like XP. Oh, we know that sound, too. That needs to change.
That's been there for far.
Hi, Windows 8.1.
Yeah, exactly.
Then this happens. Yeah, that. Let's see.
Also, by the way,
Control
alt left and right bracket go back and forward, by the way.
Oh, can I use alt left and right arrow too?
No, just control left and right bracket.
Oh. It's not saying anything.
Oh, alt left and right bracket then, I think.
Okay, let's see. Can I play a WMA file?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see, where is it? shoot. God. It's probably not even on the site anymore. It's probably in his compressed thing. Oh, I changed the address and... Yeah.
But yeah, if you go to ivr.ddns.net:8000.
ivr.ddns.net:8000. Okay.
And you'll recognize this is Icecast, but I modified the page, so.
Wait, how'd you modify it? Is this your thing?
This is Intervisions Radio. I run it.
Okay.
I run it now.
Wait, when did you start running it?
When Ashley buggered off.
When was that?
A little while ago.
Like, after January?
Like, about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, because when I heard about this... It was when they interviewed Sam about STW.
Intervisions did?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I posted ages ago on the Intervisions Twitter that they had a new web developer and manager and a bunch of new content on the IVR TV stream. Now, if you go down...
Okay, so this must have been after that interview then, like, way after.
Way after.
Play?
Yep.
Enter. Frame?
Wow, okay, that broke. That broke. hang on. Oh, I know why. Because it's breaking. I need to start up a stream. Give me a second. I need to start up an AUG stream, because Icecast supports playing AUG. Right. Network. Row 2 column 1 stream description. Column 2 automation for IVR network. Row 3 column 1 content type, main type. Column 2 /med. Row 4 column 1 stream started. Column 2 September 21st, 2016, 4 o'clock 12 minutes 0400. Row 5 column 1 current listeners. Column 2 0. Row 6 column 1 total listeners since stream was started. Column 2 2. Row 7 column 1 genre. Column 2 disk. Row 8 column 1 stream URL. Column 2 link http://sam.isf.net. Row 9 column 1 currently played. Column 2 just simply ft.imylove.
Wait, can I click that link?
No, hang on. Let me bring you up a stream. Give me a second.
Oh, that's not a stream.
No, well, that is a stream, but it's an MP3-based stream. And I need to fix the Icecast issue. Hang on. I need to record from line 2 virtual audio cable. Dropbox.
Dude, this is really cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, I actually really like it. I'm going to start using this as my... I think if the pop-up thing... And the downloads get implemented, then I'll be able to use this as a primary browser.
I will implement the both.
Cool! When was the last time you worked on this?
When did I last? My god. I have got 38 devices, if you're curious, in my audio devices output list.
Wow. Yeah, I was just curious when you last worked on this.
Not that track. That's bad. That's also bad. That's not.
Is it gonna support tabs, do you think?
No. Unfortunately.
Okay.
Okay, right.
Oh yeah, but it's so fast to go back and forward between pages.
Refresh the page, Control R. Now, if you go to the next heading, you should find mountpoint/live.org.
Mountpoint/stream.
No, next one. Adding it. Hang on, go previous twice.
No place left screen dead in middle three. No place left lives are dead in middle three.
Oh, yep, down arrow.
Listen, when I button, please. Other play screen.
No, no, not that play button. There'll be a play button below that.
Third browser 2.0, innovative video, stream listing, analyst button, please.
That play button?
Yup.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. That is so cool.
Boom.
Whoa.
You can even... I want to show you something very cool. Go to web.skype.com.
Oh my god, Skype for web.
Oh
my god. Here, I'll use my Skype account that I don't really use much. Jeez. Whoa. Oh my. Okay. I hit get started. What? Oh my god.
Conversation with Sam to be pressure plus
How do I?
Conversation with Sam to be pressure plus
Huh?
Enter. Right click on Sam, for example.
Conversation with Sam to be pressure plus September options. Sam to be online 101.
What is this going to do when I hit enter?
It'll open a chat window.
Chat input. Conversation with Sam to be combo box collapse. Multi-minded. Allow the complete plan.
Oh my god! Whoa!
Send him a message. Tell him what you're doing. I'm curious to see how he replies.
How do you spell this thing? T H.
Capital T H E R, capital B R O W S E R, one word.
Capital T H
E R
E R.
Capital B R O W S E R.
New message from Star 1998. Hey, this is granted using Skype using a browser keyword called Third Browser.
Oh my god.
Let's see if he responds. I'd love to get his opinion on this.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna put it on any audio.
Sure. But don't yet. Oh, this podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Share it to Twitter.
Yeah, I will.
Actually, I wonder, is Sam available? Because if he is, add him to the call.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's doing right now. I'll ask him, if he's busy. Let me see.
Direct messages. Sam Zuni, whoever wants it, 4 hours. Direct message 10,000 to 10,000 dialogue.
Also, Twitter is really nice, with their browser.
Okay.
Like, if you just go to twitter.com, you can navigate it accessibly, like, in focus mode, you can navigate your tweets and your
Whoa.
Messages and all that crap.
Holy crap. Dude, that is crazy. That is so crazy.
You know what's even cooler?
Hold on, how do I get to my contact list in Skype for web?
You Alt D and then you just tab to your contact list.
the website name, home button, HD, sub button, display, side document. Color, I'm using this site to really use to list notification, but click open star 1990 expand profile button. On my button, no search conversation, type contact or group name, then auto complete, blank. Contacts level 5. Conversation with Sam Tooby, press edit, clickable, Sam Tooby, and level 3. Add people to this conversation, but type translator, switch off button, type translator.
Oh, you're not click on contacts, dude.
Add, click, contacts level 5, search numbers, contacts level 5.
Space or enter?
Enter.
Okay, now what?
Now tab.
Conversation with Sam Tooby, press your plus F10 for more options, Sam Tooby, online 101.
That's broke.
Conversation with Sam Tooby.
Whoa. Wait, okay, let's chat him.
Which Mason is this, Cabo?
I think so. Using for browser. And Skype.
Also, I'm bringing Thor Browser to Mac and Linux.
Oh, neat!
Because applications written like this are intrinsically portable.
Let's see if he... I hope he doesn't, like, freak out, because he... I never use this Skype account anymore.
Why didn't you just sign into your main one, then?
Because I don't know. I never really use Skype for web, and so... Although, this is pretty nice. Can you do voice calls with it, too?
No, but that's because Skype broke it. They're bringing it to the latest shell-based browsers very soon.
Oh. Cool.
And of course, this is intrinsically portable in that you can put it on a flash drive.
Oh my god. Hold on. Let me see if I can put Mason in here.
Just add him to the call, yeah.
Yeah. I think he'd like this thing.
Contact list, all contacts, drop down button. Contact list, as a race, green, purple, wing, unselected, federal, 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 federal,
beep, beep, beep.
And click, click, click.
No, mine went beep, beep.
Yeah, but I got beep. 3 clicks. My navigation sounds.
You strange creature.
I don't know, man. Aw, darn it.
Mason Cabo, you're a bad person.
Yeah, I have a call ended busy. Darn it. Let's see.
Who else do you think would be interested?
I don't have a lot of contacts, but here, let me go through that contact list. It's really accessible. Like, the way it reads is not bad. Oh, probably. Does it have first letter nav? Oh my god, hold on. I need to chat her. I haven't said hi to her in ages. Will it say if they're away or not, too?
It says she's online.
New message from Star 1998. Hi, Emily, how are you?
God, she ought to respond. I haven't talked to her in ages.
I'm considering actually bringing their browser to Android as well.
Oh, neat.
Oh, yes.
Wait, how do you say it? It sounded like you said their browser?
That's how it's pronounced.
Did you come up with that name?
Yup.
Cool.
It's actually, technically, it's spelled E-H-R browser, but their browser is the anglicized, well, it's the easier to type way of doing it.
Wow.
Because I seriously doubt many people have an ES symbol on their keyboard.
Yeah, here, I'll try adding one more person in here. Who I think might answer. Hold on. Right. Do you know Brandon Peters?
Nope, and I'll learn him? Wow.
Whoa! Yeah, totally. Oh, God.
I simply like to say...
Oh,
yay,
what's that?
For poor grammar.
What was that, by the way? What was that?
A plate.
Oh.
I've already ported a little web browser from my watch.
Oh, cool.
It works really well.
Dude, this browser is so fast. I can't believe it.
Actually, go check what it says in your task manager for RAM and CPU usage and things.
Okay. Here we go.
Pro tip. For the Windows task manager, if you go to the details tab, that is your old...
I know. I use that tab all the time. I just hate this interface. Holy. Jeez, really?
Yup.
That's a lot of memory. Or CPU, rather.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Who's all in here?
It's me and Finn. I don't know if you've talked to him before. He said he doesn't remember talking to you.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
So, we're doing any audio recording, Brandon, of this thing that Finn is working on.
I can't really stay in here long because it's like 12:30 here.
Okay, well, I'll just tell you quick, but we're doing a recording of, he's working on this web browser called Their Browser. And it's basically Firefox. And it is so fast. Look. Hold on, let me kill that. Right now, I'm actually in Skype for web right now. In a conversation. Now, if I hit Alt-D. I'm going to go to Gmail. Enter. And it's done. There we go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it can do streams, it can do YouTube.
What are you making this with?
Yeah. Yo, I gotta go.
Okay. He's making it with XUL.
What's that?
It's basically the main framework. It's part of actually Firefox uses it.
Is XUL a programming language?
Something like that, I think. And it's coded in JavaScript. Like the back end is JavaScript. He wrote the entire thing in JavaScript.
Can you write basically anything in Java?
I would assume so, but remember, this is not Java, this is JavaScript.
Yeah.
Dude, this thing is so fast. Like, I can... So if I go to the address bar and tab, right now it's set to Google, but I actually changed the homepage in the code. But if I go to the hub by pressing spacebar, now I shift tab, he'll make it so it auto-focuses. Button submenu, he'll label that too. I'm going to click this. Now we have... Go to web search, JavaScript console, about their browser, send feedback, broken, and quit. So I just hit quit, nice. And it closes. And so eventually, like right now, you can't download files or do pop-ups. Yeah, but those will be available soon. Once those things are in there, this will be my primary browser. It's totally portable, and you could throw it on a flash drive. It auto-remembers passwords. And, this thing is amazing in its current state already. I love this thing.
Well, I'll talk to you later, okay?
Yeah, have a good for now.
You too.
Yep. Alright, people. So, that will do it for this recording on their browser. So, I hope you enjoyed. I didn't know about this until today, and I am super excited to see where this thing goes. Thank you all very much for listening. And, have a great day, everybody. Thank you for listening.